Unit 1. Improving your English skills.
Hi everyone and welcome to our school podcast. Today's topic is something we all care about, how to improve our English skills. I've invited three students who have different strategies and experiences to share. Let's jump right in. Alex, let's start with you. What works best for you?
Hey Ella, to be honest, I still think our course book is one of the best tools. It gives us useful phrases for real-life situations, good grammar explanations, and exercises to help us practice. If you actually study the examples and try using those phrases when speaking, you'll see progress. I also work with grammar books at home when I want to focus on something specific, like the passive voice or model verbs. It helps to do extra practice on the things you personally struggle with.
Absolutely, your course book is often super helpful. Leila, I know you also use your time in class very actively. Can you share some of your strategies?
Sure. First of all, I take our English sessions seriously. Whenever we have a chance to speak, I really try to use the time well. I often ask follow-up questions or give longer answers. I also enjoy talking to our language assistants and teachers. They are there to help, and it's a great way to improve naturally. Every now and then, teachers with different subjects teach or revise content in English, which is also great fun. Outside of class and in the online world, I try to strike up conversations in English whenever I can. And if your school has an English club or conversation group, I highly recommend joining. One last thing I want to mention is that my friends and I started with English hangouts, which means we speak English only for like an hour or so. They are hilarious and beneficial at the same time.
That's a great mindset. What about listening and watching? You also use a lot of media, right?
Yes, I do. I often use streaming platforms because there is a huge collection of shows and movies to choose from, way more than what we see in class. I watch easier content like cartoons or teen series because the language is more manageable. And if there are parts I don't fully understand, I just switch on the subtitles. That way, I can read and listen at the same time, which really helps me pick up new expressions.
Great tip. And now over to Luca. I know you've been exploring technology and AI for your English learning. Tell us more.
Yes, I am actually a big fan of websites like BBC Learning English. But these days, I mostly use AI tools. I've been using ChatGPT with voice chat to practice speaking. It's like having a tutor available 24/7. You can practice conversations, ask for corrections, or get explanations for things you didn't understand in class. I also ask it to give me feedback on short texts I write. It corrects grammar, helps improve my vocabulary, and even suggests better ways to say things. It's a really useful way to practice regularly without feeling embarrassed.
That sounds like a smart way to practice outside of class. One final question before we wrap up. What's your top tip for English learners?
Don't be afraid of mistakes. Just keep using the language, even if it's not perfect.
Surround yourself with English. Read, listen, watch, and speak as much as you can.
Exactly. The more English you're exposed to, the faster and more naturally you improve.
Thanks, everyone. I hope you all found these tips helpful. Try out some of them and find what works for you. That's it for today. See you next time and keep learning.